This is Jay Sekulow. We've got breaking news. Democrats on the January 6th committee failed to preserve the evidence.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Sekulow. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jay Sekulow.
You know, I feel like I'm starting every radio broadcast off with, Logan, the same thing I've been saying. You can't make this stuff up. So the January 6th committee, of course, finished up at the end of the congressional term, and they have their documents. And then the Republicans are now in charge, of course, so they have on oversight. They're allowed to review the materials that the committee used in making its conclusions, including lacks of security, security lapses at the Capitol. Guess what? No documents. Where are those documents? Benny Thompson, the chairman of the committee, said he doesn't believe that they were necessary, that you had to keep them, that they didn't fall within the preservation requirements under the law. Now, I want you to think about this for a moment, folks. Does this ring a bell? Like Bob Mueller? And he has two people on his staff, special agents for the FBI, Strzok and Page. And they had these phone conversations about how they're going to get Trump and they're going to do the insurance policy. And then when we said, where are those phones? Oh, we turned those phones in. They were wiped clean. Or Hillary Clinton did her bleach bit on a BlackBerry. I mean, so, you know, no wonder the American people are suspect
same
of government.
Same story over and over. But you know, you can't let them get away with it. We have to come up with ways to fight back, because when these situations kind of rear their ugly head once again, I'm sure a lot of you watch and listen to this broadcast and go, not again. Am I even listening? Like I said, am I listening to a rerun? Is this something from 6 years ago, from 8 years ago, from 2 years ago? Because it seems like that's the common trend in politics in general. Is this, you know, lack of transparency, so much so that they always blame it on some sort of, you know, forgetful nature, or that, oh, we didn't think it was important to preserve the evidence.
They got written transcripts. They kept, you know what they got rid of? The video depositions. What the thing you would probably want the most, because that's what people can actually see. Yeah. Because there's, and when you go off the record, at least it's on there. That's gone.
Yeah, it's probably because they're saying, oh, was there not enough server space? We didn't have enough hard drives. The federal government can't afford to have a good server. I mean, look, knowing the way that the IRS runs and all these things run, pardon me, wouldn't be shocked if they said, you're right, we're dealing with a Sony Bravia from 1998. You know, this is just what we're dealing with right now. I wouldn't be shocked about that. They're like, we got that new 50 gig. It's really doing well here.
But here's the problem.
Went down to CompUSA.
Representative Lottimo says that his staff had difficulty gathering all the information it needed to investigate how January 6th was handled. Nothing was indexed. There was no table of contents. Usually when you conduct this level of investigation, you use a database system and everything is digitized. We got nothing like that. We just got raw data. So it took us a long time to go through it. And one thing I started realizing is we don't have anything much at all from the blue team. The blue team represents the group within the January 6th committee that was directed to investigate security failures at the Capitol. You would think of all the things they would have kept, it might have been that. But they didn't. But this goes to government transparency, or the lack of it. And it's interesting because we're in our Life in Liberty drive, as you know. That is, by the way, I need to say, we're 10 days into it. It's off to a great start. And your support for the ACLJ has been incredible. And we're off to a great start today. We need your support on this, because we will get to the bottom of this. I'll tell you another thing I'm looking at right now. And we'll get to this probably in a Mars broadcast. You know, the former president's got a hearing on Friday on a protective order where the court could impose restrictions on his ability to talk about the case that's been brought against him.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
So then the government gets an indictment, and then he can't defend himself? You think that's a First Amendment violation? Pretty serious one, I would think. So all of this is happening, so we've got a lot to talk about in this half hour. But we also got our Life and Liberty Drive, and we want to let people know, Logan, how to participate.
That's right. You can be part of the Life and Liberty Drive right now. You're probably getting an email today on a lot of the critical work that the ACLJ attorneys are doing to protect religious liberty here in the United States. And we're facing unprecedented, you've heard about it, hostility from this administration. And your support is essential to join us in these fights. So do it right now. All you have to do is go to ACLJ.org to support us during our Life and Liberty Drive. We've also created a new prayer guide. We're going to go over that as well. A new free prayer guide. You don't even have to donate. It's just something we're offering to you to help us, obviously, and help you guide your way into prayer for the ACLJ and for the work that we're doing. Go to aclj.org/pray to get that free resource right now. We'll talk about it in the next segment.
as we mentioned, you've got this thing going on with the January 6th committee. We're keeping our government affairs office is on top of that situation. We'll keep you posted on that. Remember, Kevin McCarthy said at the end of last year, we're going to hold hearings in 2023 on the kind of how this whole January 6th committee stuff was going down. Because remember, there was violations of due process left and right. Now it's a subject of an indictment. There's a hearing on Friday that could be a protective order issued against the former president of the United States. I mean, all this is happening simultaneously. This protective order has me very concerned on a First Amendment basis. I'm going to get into that on the broadcast tomorrow. But I do want to say this. We are in the middle of our, almost middle, we've got one third of it done, of our Life and Liberty Drive. This is a brand new approach for us at the ACLJ. Our team, Logan's team, spent a lot of time putting this together. Logan mentioned we have a prayer guide that's now available. We're going to get into this more in the next segment, but let's put it up on the screen so people can see it, and I'll describe it to our radio audience. So here it is, and it really is, it's free. So a lot of you support our work but can't support us financially. You get this absolutely free. You just go to aclj.org/pray, and it has a daily prayer suggestions on the key cases that we're involved in. For instance, on Monday, the prayer request is, our country is divided more than ever, especially regarding the lives of the unborn. We need a spiritual revival that reminds us again of the sanctity of life. And this comes on the heels of this situation in Ohio yesterday where that constitutional amendment to move it up to 60% failed in a pro-life state, folks, which means everybody's got to go back to the drawing board on some of these strategies. But the attack on religious liberty has also been very great. We've got an email that's out right now, and I want to spend a few minutes talking about this because this is a war. And it's been a war. We've been engaged in it for 40 years, but it doesn't stop. So it's kind of a silent war, almost like a secret war on faith, in the sense that a lot of these cases don't get the attention. They're not going to get the attention of nightly news with everything going on in the world.
Right.
But there are real. The whole point of our Life and Liberty campaign is, whether it's a whistleblower or somebody being told at school you can't wear that cross, or a student being told, hey, you're going to have to read this, you know, basically pornographic monologue to get credit for your drama class, even though they wouldn't let the mother read it at the school board meeting because it was inappropriate. Those cases affect real people. And what this Life and Liberty Drive's about are real people needing real help that we're really able to give.
That's right. And part of the Life and Liberty Drive, again, is that new prayer guide we have available right now. I see a lot of you in the comments who've already said that you just went and downloaded it, and we appreciate it. All you have to do is put in your email address, and it'll pretty much come immediately to your inbox. And it's great. It's beautifully laid out. It's not just a text document. They put in great imagery. It really does guide you through daily ways that you can pray for the ACLJ, the work we're doing, and how it can benefit you as well. So again, I encourage you to do that. Go to aclj.org/pray if you want that, and support the work of the ACLJ during the Life and Liberty Drive. As you said, these are not only important topics to all of us, these are the important topics to you, and they impact you. When it comes to legal help, it's something that a lot of people take for granted. And when it comes to the ACLJ, people get it at absolutely no cost. And the only way that works is because people like you also support. So it kind of comes full circle. That you're there when needed, and we're there when things are needed for you, especially if it's within our scope of work. And you can find that at aclj.org if you ever think you need legal help, specifically in the terms of religious freedom or First Amendment or you know, pro-life speech, all of those type of topics that we talk about here every day. We're representing people from your small town, city council, all the way up to the Supreme Court and to the presidency. So we're always involved in different levels.
Yeah, so, we've had cases, and we get these every day. We get about 130, 150 requests a week for assistance. You never rarely hear about 99% of them because we're working on them, but we don't talk about them.
A lot of times they get handled very quickly.
Yes, and so we've got one right now that should have been handled very quickly. Unfortunately, it hasn't. I'm going to talk to CC Heil about that in the next segment, involving a senior center, and one of our staff made a very pointed statement to make that a real case. I'm going to talk about that when we get to the next segment. But we've had public schools confiscating Bibles, forcing kids to perform, as I said, a pornographic script, pastors being threatened with arrest for praying, realtors having their livelihoods threatened for placing a Jesus loved you in their tag on their emails, FBI spies have been placed in churches, and now we've got the whistleblowers that we're defending that said this stuff is wrong.
Yes, all levels.
Well, that's the point of this. So look at what you're dealing with. FBI agents at the highest level, right? Or a 15-year-old kid, or a sixth grader in one case. That's a current case of the ACLJ. So this fight for religious liberty is important. So we're going to ask you, of course, to financially support us during our Life and Liberty Drive at ACLJ.org, Life and Liberty Drive. You just click right there. But we also want you to download this prayer guide. That this is something we've not done before, and this was a great idea. And we have, like, I'm going to just pick out, they have days of the week where they focus on, it'll be the life issue, it'll be, like, for next week, on a Thursday, its suggestion is Christian students have the right to wear religious symbols to school, yet there are school administrators making these Christian kids take these symbols off, or have their crosses confiscated.
Yeah, that's directly relates to a situation we had just a few months ago.
Exactly. That's a case we have right now. We have a case involving a Bible study at a senior center right now. And these gives you specific ways that you can pray for our teams and for these cases. But the whole point of the Life and Liberty Drive, and I think this is important to take. We're talking major issues here. I mean, you got the January 6th committee saying they can't find documents. I got whistleblowers and more this week that we'll be adding to our list of representation that are losing their livelihood because they said, you know, is it right for the FBI, who they work for, to go in and start, you know, investigating Catholic churches because you don't like their dogma, or pro-life centers, even though it's the pro-abortion groups that were causing the violence, or in another particular case, targeting parents at school board meetings and labeling them with a tag, domestic terrorists, and these agents say, this isn't a good idea. We shouldn't be doing this. And what happens to them? But then you take it from that level of sophistication where you've got to have, I mean, I've got to have, let me tell you the team I put together for a case like that. So my colleague Jane Raskin, who represented the former president, has represented cases all over the country with us. I've got her on it, Stuart, me. I mean, of course, Ben Sisney, Jordan. I mean, we there's six or seven lawyers on this. Because these are at the highest levels. And then I'm going to take the kid in sixth grade. And we've got three senior people working on that. Why? Because those cases are equally important. The ramifications may be different, granted. Someone's losing their liberty versus, you know, having their rights violated. But all of this points to, we wanted to personalize this month what we do. Because we heard from you, and because we read all these comments. We heard from you on what the issues that matter the most to you. And literally, there are days, and Logan knows this, where I will read every comment that came in on radio, on Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble.
Even when I say, maybe you shouldn't. Just, you know, it's okay. Some comments. But no, it's always good to do sort of our own research. And we've seen, look, you may have gotten a text. You may have gotten an email that said, hey, rank these issues for you. We've done that multiple times this year. You know, we want to make sure that we're engaged and we know what our audience and our supporters and ACLJ members, what you want us to focus on. You drive that just as much as we do. Sure, we have an inkling, we have an idea, of course, and we have our own beliefs, but you are the backbone of this organization. So if it's something you want us to focus on, we're going to do it.
I want to open our phone lines for exactly that reason. Tell me right now what the issues are that matters the most to you. Is it the government accountability issues? Is it the pro-life issues? Is it religious freedom? Is it free speech? Is it the political process, the way it's being handled? Is it the lack of transparency? Is it the weaponization of government? We'll take your calls. Open the phone lines, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And you could also put your comments in on Facebook, yeah, Rumble, or YouTube.
We got a lot of people actually commenting. We have Joe saying that you know, he appreciates this. And we have Comfort saying that just downloaded the prayer guide. Thank you. A lot of people saying they've already been praying for the prayer guide. You may have seen, like, we rolled it out today on air, but it did come out late last week a few times. But this is the first time we've ever publicly talked about it. So that means you're very engaged. If you already received your prayer guide, that's awesome. A lot of people are chiming in saying, yeah, Jay, you're right. This is a war. It is a spiritual war that's happening right now in the country. And people feel that.
I think the prayer guide was a great idea. I'm glad our team came up with this because it makes this whole campaign was to make this real. Like I said, we get hundreds of cases every week. It would take us every hour of every moment we're on air to go through those cases. We can't do that. We give you the highlights, and then we do in our emails, we highlight those cases. There's an email that's out right now that's gone to everyone, and it is on, it's our, part of our Life and Liberty Drive, and it is on the religious liberty issues. And we said this, Bible studies were just banned in a senior living center. I want you to think about that as we go into a break. Senior citizens in a senior living center have their Bibles banned and Bible studies stopped. These are adults, seniors. And I'm going to tell you something. It's got very personal on this yesterday with one of our senior staff members who said, you know, His mother goes to those Bible studies in that senior center. And it's real. So, again, we want to hear from you, 800-684-3110, the issues that matter most. But I also want to encourage you to do this. Support our work at the ACLJ. You're getting an email from me today on some of this critical work that the ACLJ lawyers are engaged in to protect religious liberty in the United States. We're facing an unprecedented hostility from this administration. We've said that. You know that. And your support during our Life and Liberty drive is essential to join us in these fights. And your gifts right now will be doubled dollar for dollar so we can beat back these attacks and preserve fundamental liberties. But another key way for you to engage is also to pray. And there's no cost for that. We want you to download the prayer guide. If you can support the work, great. Just go to aclj.org/pray. We'll be back with more, including your calls at 800-684-3110 in a moment.
Going to be taking your phone call, so give us a call, 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. But we want to give an update.
Yeah, I want to give an update on a particular case. We don't often do this on a particular case, but this one is particularly egregious, although we get a lot like this. And that is, we've got a case right now at a senior center where, you know, basically Bibles confiscated, Bible studies stopped, and then one of our senior team, our director of marketing, said, you know, he said this at our prep meeting yesterday. You both were there. And he said, you know, this is a real thing because his mother was in the senior center and that Bible study was what she really looked forward to.
Right.
And the idea that they would say it's against the law to have a Bible study in a senior center, when it's exactly the opposite of the law.
Right. And that's what they usually do. And that's where the ACLJ can come in and help every single time on these issues. So you have a senior living center, like you said, that had a Bible study. You know, our client went through all the procedures of there's a common area and everybody can use it. She went through the procedures to reserve it and it was happening. It was great, a Bible study once a week for several months. And then they come and try and shut it down because, oh, somebody was offended by this. And then they give the excuse of, well, we get federal funds. So really the Fair Housing Act makes us, you know, you can't have a Bible study here. And like you said, that's exactly the opposite of the law. Under the FHA, you have to allow, if you have a common area that is used for secular purposes, it has to be allowed to be used for Christian or religious purposes, and we got to win.
Okay, let me ask the question, though. Why in the world would some administrator think this was a good idea to stop this?
Yeah,
who's it harming?
Right. Bad information.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that I don't think people even understand the ramifications of this, because you're right. This is sort of a topic that you think would be handled very privately and wouldn't get blown into this. But thankfully, there are people actually willing to speak up, too, who don't just take it on face value. I think that's what's important, too. If you're in your local community and you go, that doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound right that a senior center can't have a Bible study. It doesn't sound right that a kid can't wear his cross to school. Even if you don't know the legal specification, reach out to us, because there's a good chance your inklings and your feelings are probably right.
You know what's so interesting about this? When we've been litigating these for 40 years, these cases, and we often talk about these at the highest level, right? I mean, the Supreme Court and all these other, and those are important. Don't get me wrong. Those are not important. They're very important. Yeah. But I think what we're trying to establish here is there's a fundamental issue, and we're going to talk about this tomorrow. Free speech, free exercise of religion, the freedom of association, these are core fundamental. They were so important that our founders put them in the Bill of Rights right up top, okay? And these are the most fundamental of freedoms. Not that the Sixth Amendment, you know, rights against self-incrimination aren't just as important. Of course they are. But the impact on this on real people and the Life and Liberty Drive that we've put together and this prayer guide that we put together really, I think, establishes. Like there, I just saw there's one day we're saying pray for the Christians in Nigeria because of the genocide that's going there. We're working on that at the UN, and Sisi does a lot of that work. But again, it's going to make this real. So the prayer guide is free, and this isn't something we're putting out every month. It's not like this is going to be, you know, guideposts used to have those kinds of things.
Yeah, you're getting
this is for this month.
Sign up for it and you'll get it.
You'll get it immediately. It's downloaded immediately for your either mobile device or for your laptop, however you want it. And you just go to aclj.org/pray. It's that simple and that easy. You know, I go back to that case involving, I don't know if we have the video of the mother at the school board meeting where she is addressing the school board We're getting it.
We can get it.
Yeah. All right, let me set this up. So in a basically a speech and drama class, a student, they were each kid had to write a monologue. They put it in a basket. You picked them. You picked one you got, and you had to do that. I did that in speech and drama in college. I remember that. This one was pornographic. It was obscene. And they were making this 15-year-old girl read it. And she would not do it. So the mother goes to the school board meeting. And she says to the school board, this is what they require my daughter to read. Take a listen to what happens.
This will be horrifying for me to read to you, but that will give you perspective on how she must have felt when her teacher required her to memorize this and to act it out in front of her entire class. I don't love you. It's not you. It's just, I don't like your dick or any dick in that case. I cheated, Joe.
I'm sorry.
This is propaganda.
Forgive me. Excuse me. I don't. Thank you so much for your. Thank you for your comment. Forgive me. We're not using profanity. Simply, this is a public meeting. I ask for decorum.
If you don't want me to read it to you, what was that like for my 15-year-old daughter to have to memorize pornographic material?
Yeah, well, let me tell you what it was like. It's like a federal lawsuit. That's what it's like. Because of that case and that mother standing up for her daughter, that family, we're in federal court because this is outrageous. Okay, she couldn't read it there, and people were objecting. We don't use profanity. We want decorum, but they were requiring the 15-year-old girl to read it in class.
Right. This is and act public it out, meeting. Actually. Right, this is a public meeting, but your child can be forced to read it in a public school. That they just these people are truly they don't understand the law. And they're violating people's rights and liberties all the time. And that's where the ACLJ can come in and help.
Logan, there's also, they have no common sense. Common sense says, I'm not going to have this in a classroom. I'm not going to have a guy read it. I'm not going to have a girl read it. No one's going to read it. Yeah. That was inappropriate.
Yeah, you think that a teacher or someone would have seen this beforehand, screened it, edited it, or just gotten rid of it and said, this isn't what I meant. Because whether that was a prank or whether it was something serious, it would have been an easy fix. It was a unnecessary problem that happened there. And we stepped in and were able to take care of it. I think that's what happens with the ACLJ is we're able to step in these situations where you feel like maybe that you're hopeless. Maybe there's no other way. You go to the school board and they're telling you to stop it. You go into the speakers of the city council and they're saying, don't say what you're saying. But we're able to actually get things done.
So you're getting an email from me today. And we'll talk to you about the prayer guide already, about some of the critical work of the ACLJ. In that case, we just played that video from. It's just one portion of one of them. And like I said, we get dozens of those every week. So we've got ACLJ lawyers deployed throughout the United States protecting religious liberty from coast to coast. And like Logan said, it's not always the Supreme Court, folks. Most of the time, it's a school board hearing or a district court somewhere or even a state court. We're facing an unprecedented level of hostility, though, on these issues coming from the Biden administration because they have a very different view of civil liberties than we do. And the left is also thinking that they could just run rampant on this stuff. So your support during our Life and Liberty Drive is essential. We want you to join us in these fights. We need you as part of this. We can't represent, whether it's a whistleblower who's an FBI agent or this 15-year-old kid, we're not able to do that without your support and your help. So right now, your gifts are double. That's what happens in our Life and Liberty Drive. This is the first time we've ever done a drive like this in our history of the ACLJ. We've got to beat back these attacks, and this is the way we can do it. Another key way for you to engage with us, though, in this fight is also to pray. And we encourage you to pray. When people come up and say, we're praying for you, that means the world to us. We have a Life and Liberty prayer guide. Like I said, this isn't coming out monthly. This is for this particular drive. It's beautifully done, but it also will give you specific things to pray for each day during while we're in this drive on the case we're involved in. It includes life, religious liberty, the persecuted church, and our work for the state of Israel. So all of this is available, and it's free. You just go to aclj.org/pray, and you get it. But you can also support the work of the ACLJ at our ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, and we are off to a great start, I'm happy to say. But we want to keep this momentum going. It's that important right now for us. This is a big budget determination for the rest of our year.
That's right. You can get involved and help join us in the fight at aclj.org right now. Second half hour coming up on Seculo. Stay tuned. Get us on all your favorite platforms, if not on Trust Radio. We'll be right back.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever, this is Seculo. And now your host, Jay Sekulo.
So shockingly, the January 6th committee fails to maintain its evidence, then turns over to now the Republican majority. Go figure. So that war and battle's taking place in Washington. We're talking about our fight for religious liberty, and we've got a prayer guide, which is something we've never done before at the ACLJ, and it's an ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive prayer guide, and we encourage you to get it. It's absolutely free. Logan, tell people about that a little bit, and then we're going to take a phone call here.
Yeah, absolutely. You can get it at aclj.org/pray. All you got to do is put in your email address. It'll come straight to your inbox. It's a great way to engage. It's a great way, whether you can financially support or not. The prayers are incredibly important to us, and it really walks you through each day what you can pray for in the specific cases and the topics that we address here at the ACLJ. And it's also just, it's a beautifully laid out. It looks great. It's something that if you're just looking for a relaxing way to support the ACLJ, and to really get involved, it is a great way to engage, a great thing to send to your friends as well.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. I've asked you, what are the issues that matter most to you? Let's go ahead and actually, Logan, take Trish out of Delaware.
Yep, Trish, you're on the air.
Hey, Trish.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
I'm a monthly supporter.
Great.
And
thank
I
you.
Pray for you guys all the time.
Thanks.
I believe that right now, freedom of speech is our most important right to protect, because through freedom of speech, we are able to protect all of our other rights. I am pro-life, and especially in Delaware, where our state is so
yep.
pro-choice, it's just heartbreaking. We need our voices, and we need to be able to speak up and protest you know, these laws that are challenging.
You know, Trish, one of the things I tell people is the First Amendment, we always say free speech, and you're absolutely right, but the First Amendment includes not just free speech, but the freedom to associate with others, the freedom of the press, the freedom to petition your government for a redress of a grievance. I mean, that's a big part of what free speech is all about and First Amendment protections are all about. And that's the core of what we're doing at the ACLJ. We've got a case. I mean, these are basic, again, whether it's the whistleblower and being denied free speech, or a president, former president who's running for president again, being denied free speech. We'll get into that tomorrow. That's going to be a big win, folks. I'm telling you right now. We've got a case that we just won successfully. Give us a quick discussion
absolutely.
On that.
So this is a military contractor that went after an employee that had a Bible on her desk and that would actually talk on her breaks to people as they would question her about the Bible. And again, at free speech, she's talking about her Bible on her break, which they allowed books on desks. They allowed people to talk to people on their breaks. They even allowed people to play movies, to sing songs out loud on their breaks, but they wouldn't let her read the Bible out loud. They wouldn't let her have a Bible on her desk. So we got involved and told them once again what the law is, that they have to allow that. And that one, we had a win. The military contract reversed its course. And, you know, our client is able to have the Bible on her desk to talk to people about the Bible. And once we get involved and tell them what the law really is, we had a win in that case.
So here's the point of what we're saying. And these are cases we generally don't talk about. But we're in this Life and Liberty Drive, one of the things we wanted to do was make this real for you. As I said, the situation with the senior center, Mark, our director of marketing, said, you know, his mother was in one of those, and that was something she looked forward to every day or every week. And the idea that they would silence him because they misread a regulation and we could get that resolved quickly, that's great. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, the issues that matter most to you. We've got a free prayer guide that's out there. Logan's going to let you know how you can get it. Support us in our Life and Liberty Drive, folks. I've got an email that's out right now on our religious freedom cases. I'm going to issue another email this afternoon. There's a lot of things moving right now.
That's right. And of course, we could use your financial support, but there's another key way you can engage in this fight and exercise your religious liberty, and that is through prayer. Financial support is obviously essential, but imagine how much more powerful it would be when combined with the voices of every ACLJ member united in prayer. So I'm going to encourage you to get our free prayer guide right now. Just go to aclj.org/pray. And as a resource for you to keep the work of the ACLJ in your prayers daily. Again, that's at aclj.org/pray. Rick Grinnell's joining us, and we're going to take your calls. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
Yes, everyone. You know, one of the great things about our work at the American Center for Law and Justice is we have a panel, a team that is unprecedented, I would say, in scope. And that includes our senior advisor on national security and international affairs, Rick Grenell, who happened to be the former acting director of national intelligence, ambassador to Germany, UN for a decade, and part of the team here at the ACLJ. And, you know, Rick, this is a month. We're doing this Life and Liberty Drive. And we've never done this before. We actually issued today a prayer guide. We've never done this. In 40 years of doing this, we've never issued a prayer guide for the month. And it was an idea that our team came up with. And one of the topics, and it's not something that's going to come out every month, but this is something we're doing during this drive, is on Israel in the Middle East. And you were pivotal in the reshaping of the Middle East. And I was at the pharmacy yesterday. My pharmacist is Egyptian. And he said what the previous administration did for his home country, which was Egypt, and normalizing all these relationships, he said has changed his entire family. Now, he's a doctor of pharmacy, but you know, he's a very successful guy. His family's done very well here in the United States. But the point is, you did a whole remake. And that's part of what we have to do if we're going to impact culture and people's lives.
It's so important, Jay. I can't tell you how much prayer has gone into my life. I mean, you just look at my mother and my entire family who has prayed over me and pointed me in so many ways. I know prayer changes things. I love the fact that we're doing this prayer guide. We know prayer works. I mean, you look at what's happening in Washington today, and I might have to say prayer might be the only thing that can save us at this point. I hate to be so negative, but I think it's more of a cry for the prayers of Americans, for our country and for our leaders. I think it's just incredibly important. We do know that the peace accords, the Abraham Accords, completely changed everything. And I have to say that, you know, we could have a whole podcast about the Abraham Accords, how it came about, how God really touched President Trump's heart. I know we've had this, the Trump Family Bible video that has gone viral. I was there in the Oval Office talking to him about that moment. I can tell you, as someone who grew up as an evangelical Christian in a home that honored Israel on a daily basis, I can tell you that God was at work in that Oval Office with President Trump, using Jared, utilizing the people that were in power to really transform that policy. Remember, they said that Donald Trump was going to start World War III, and the opposite happened. We saw world peace. And I think that God gets a huge part of that credit.
You may not remember this, Rick, but I was there for a lot of that, too, in some of those meetings. I was there when they signed the Golan Declaration for the Golan Heights for Israel. President Trump signed that. He signs 10 of them. There's an official one that goes into the blue binder that goes to the, of all places, the National Archives, ultimately. But he handed one to me. He signed it and handed it to me because he goes, I know this has been a big issue for you for your whole life. And I've got it on my wall in my office at home. And people don't understand the drastic and dramatic change that took place in the Middle East during those four-year period when we were all working on this. And I think about the being at the embassy opening in Jerusalem and there was this, as you said, Rick, there was going to be this, you know, World War III was going to, you know, blow up that night. And I will tell you that not only did that not happen, but we saw the stabilization in the Middle East, which has impacted the entire region. And all of the people in the region are in a much better place today than they were 4 years ago. Now, it's in jeopardy because of this administration, but I want to stay on the positive. We saw dramatic change in the way the Middle East was functioning because of what took place during that period of time.
You know, I'm struck right now, Jay, with just how important organizations like ACLJ are, because you look at all of the work that we were doing to really push forward transparency with the government. And one of the reasons why I've said it before, one of the reasons why I'm a part of the ACLJ team and why I love being a part of the team is because I saw the work on the other side from inside the government. When I was DNI, I gathered the intel officials who were in charge of the Israel portfolio and in the Middle East. And I said, you all have a credibility problem here. You really got it wrong. You told all of the public policy officials in the United States that there would be World War III if we moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And you were wrong. You were flat wrong. You were unbelievably wrong, dramatically wrong. And that needs to be fixed. And I tried to really push them to say, you have to learn from these mistakes. And I think that that only happens when you have leaders who are sensitive to the things of God. And certainly we had plenty of those individuals in the Trump administration as proud of our work and proud of your constant pushing to the government officials to get it right.
You know, on this one, and talking about the Middle East, because it is one of the four topics in our prayer guide is for Israel. It wasn't just Israel that was impacted by this for everybody. This changed the whole region and dramatically. And it was a momentous day to be there when that embassy move was made. I remember getting a call from the president, with, I think it was 2 o'clock in the morning in Jerusalem, and there was a threat from Hamas, no shock, of a incursion into Israel that night. And I remember it was like three rockets, which sounds like a lot to some people, but if you're familiar with that, that's a daily occurrence. And I said to the president, I said, Mr. President, I think you have moved the ball forward on the Middle East more so than really the only other president you could think that did something like this would have been Harry Truman when he recognized the state of Israel. And, you know, you said something about your parents supporting Israel. And, you know, and I read a biography of Harry Truman. You know what he said? The reason he signed that declaration of recognizing Israel in the United States, it was a very important move, was because his mother said to him, if you ever get in a high office, you make sure you stand with the Jewish people. And he did. And that was a Democratic president. And he did the right thing. And so it's beyond politics here. But we talk about these issues. When you look forward right now, Rick, I'm trying to focus people in our Life and Liberty Drive on issue, you know, we've talked about the issues. We're representing these whistleblowers now. We've got two FBI agents that we're representing. We've got other agencies that are coming forward at high levels. And then we have the student that's told to read something in class that her mother couldn't read at a school board hearing because it was so pornographic. But it's the impact on real people. I want to talk about this for a moment. Public policy and policy on global impact and global matters also impacts everyday Americans right where they are.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, you just look at, you know, just this moral authority that the U.S. government in America has had in the past, and you see it completely being spoiled. We're unable to really stand as a moral authority because of so much of what this current administration is doing. And this is, Jay, I know you know this, but I think it's important to say, it's not that the Trump administration was perfect. Certainly it was not. And certainly we know that God uses vessels that are unclean and people that are just looking to have a pure heart, but maybe don't have a pure heart. God uses people who have an open heart to him. And I think what we're seeing right now is a renewal in this country. I've said it before, and when I say it publicly, I get mocked by the left a lot. But I really believe that we are seeing a spiritual renewal because of the spiritual battle that we're having right now. America is not guaranteed to be the greatest country in the history of the world. We need to constantly fear God, seek his guidance, and have leaders that have a heart towards the things of God. I don't think we should ever apologize for that. We've made mistakes in the past by electing leaders that are not doing that. And I think that it's really important that the people of God begin to pray right now for our leaders, our country, and that means our leaders who make decisions domestically and internationally.
All right, Rick, we appreciate it as always. I know you're traveling. We appreciate you being with us. Thanks so much for your comments and insight and being part of the team. Folks, we've got our ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive prayer guide, and it's free. And you just go to aclj.org/prayer. Pray, actually. It's aclj.org/pray. You download it. I downloaded it this morning, and Israel's one of the topics in this, and our team did a magnificent job. It's a beautiful piece, but it's also, I think, very meaningful for you to focus. We're 10 days into our Life and Liberty Drive. This is something brand new for us. We've never done this. I mean, in almost 40 years of doing this work, we've never done this kind of focused approach. Now, we've got a lot of phone calls, and we're going to get to those in the next segment. We're going to go through every phone call on that list, Logan.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
But I want to encourage people, we have a line or two open, 800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us about the issues that matter most to you, I'll answer any of those. And also support our work. We're in that Life and Liberty drive. We don't get to do this without you. And you really have helped us in these first 9 days of this drive. ACLJ.org. Go and it's hit the Life and Liberty drive. You're getting an email from me this morning. You already received one about our work on religious freedom. You're going to get another email from me probably this afternoon on some of our other work. Because that much is going on. And we only have an hour where we can discuss these things. So we if you're not getting our emails, you should sign up for those so you can stay in updated with all the information and sign up to our social media as well. All right, folks, support our work at ACLJ.org. If you're watching on any of our social media feeds, which many of you are, share it with your friends right now. Make sure you hit subscribe. And that's ACLJ.org, Life and Liberty Drive. We can't do it without you. Thanks for standing with us. Back with your calls in a moment. We said we're going to do this. We've got calls coming in. We're taking calls at 1-800-684-3110. Logan, how do you want to do this? What people have been holding a long time.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's first go to, let's go to Sam in Kentucky on line two. Sam, you're on the air.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah, hi, gentlemen, and thank you for taking my call. I think your Life and Liberty campaign is great, and I think number three on that list should be accountability. Is anybody ever going to be held accountable? Mayorkas or Garland or whoever, lying to Congress?
Sam, I think when those calls come in, it is true. I mean, when you hear, especially the topics we start with, it does sound like we've been on repeat occasionally for the last 8-10 years. Yeah, sometimes there is a worry that you bring these issues up and things don't get done. But I think the problem is a lot of times, look, we see it even in our own, you would say, marketing. When we do get things done, a lot of times the goal doesn't get shared as rapidly.
Yeah.
The victory doesn't get shared.
I know.
That the issue gets brought up. And you think nothing gets done, and a lot of times, Sam, it does get done. A lot of times, we have great success.
Yeah, well, like what we were talking about yesterday, the IRS case, because they came up with Jack Smith, the special counsel, was involved in the targeting of the nonprofit groups. Well, we decimated the IRS on that. I mean, totally beat him in court, got monetary damages for our clients. Lois Lerner quits, and the IRS has to redo its entire nonprofit examination procedures. Biden gets in office. They do it again. We caught him on it, and other groups did it too. Came out after him. We've now filed a federal lawsuit on it, and that's how you get results. And one of the things that we have to do when we do this is make sure that we are fighting the good fight, and there are results. It does take time, but we saw a major change. You take the IRS case, it still has huge ramifications and victory for free speech for people. And by the way, the accountability is part of liberty.
Right. And it does take time, because when you're going through a court process, you see this all the time. That is not a quick process. That is usually years of litigation. But we do have success. So there is, at the end of the day, there is accountability. Sometimes it's just not quickly won, especially through the court system.
The special counsel investigating Donald Trump has secured a search warrant for the former president's Twitter account. That just broke. Okay? Let me tell you the difficulty. Can I say this for a moment? Because I said this before, I was going to save it for tomorrow.
What does that even mean? We'll have to break that down.
That means that, I'm breaking it down.
Yeah.
Okay, this is absurd. This is getting very dangerous. The leading contender for the primary opponent of the current president, Department of Justice, is getting search warrants now on Twitter files of the former president. His Twitter account, which I don't think he's used in, 2 years?
No, since January 6th. That was the last time.
Okay, 2.5 years ago.
There was any tweet.
This tells you what's going on here. I'm going to talk about this from a free speech perspective tomorrow, but this is serious stuff. Let's go ahead. We got to take calls. I said we would. We'll have more of this tomorrow. That's just breaking.
Yep, let's go to Diana, who's calling from Colorado on line five. Diana, good timing. You're on the air.
I just want to say thank you so much for what you do, and I give when I can.
Appreciate
of course, I just wanted to say, I don't think it's right that the press and the media gets to try our president in the court of a public opinion, and he does not get to have his say and to bring out the other side of the story.
Well, here's what's absurd, and you're right. He's got, like, you know, 75 counts now between all these cases against him, these federal indictments that lay out all these criminal charges. And what is a judge going to do on Friday? Issue a protective order saying he can't speak about it? You can't defend yourself? I mean, it raises serious, a huge serious, for all of this is raising serious First Amendment issues. By the way, this all goes to the, when we talk about liberty again, this goes to the core of liberty. If you can't keep your, it's a constitutional republic, madam, if you can keep it, said Ben Franklin. And you have to be able to keep that, because if you lose that, life and liberty go out the window. So we have to keep that. All right.
All right. It's continuing on. Let's go. Todd is calling in Georgia on line one. Todd, you're on the air.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, thank God for the ACLJ.
Thanks.
And my question is about government misconduct, prosecutorial yep. misconduct and fraud. They convicted Roger Stone of lying about Russia collusion, which they knew didn't even exist. People are being bankrupted yep. by a government that is prosecuting them on charges they know are bogus. What can be done about that?
Well, here's where we come in. That's what why you've got the American Center for Law and Justice representing, along with our friends in Empower Oversight, two whistleblowers who, by the way, are being financially ruined by the government for telling the truth. And they had their security clearance suspended, not revoked, suspended, and their positions suspended, which means they get no pay and they can't take outside income. In comes the American Center for Law and Justice. And you know what we do, Todd? File a lawsuit by the end of, actually, it's a, you go, you file it directly to the Court of Appeals. That's going to be done this month. And that's two, by the way. Now, I will tell you that we've had conversations with about another half dozen. So there's more coming in every week on this. And that's why I'm saying, whether it's at that level, which is, you know, high level of governmental organization, or the student in Nevada, the ACLJ is there. And that's what life and liberty really is all about.
All right, let's continue on. John in Washington, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, guys. I got a question that's been kind of scrambling my brain. I've been keeping up on Trump's legal battles and all that. And after January 6th, they held an impeachment trial.
Right.
And during the impeachment trial, they found out it was on day four that the Democrats altered evidence or fabricated evidence. And so he was acquitted from any and all involvement of January 6th. Now, according to the Constitution, you would have to be successfully impeached in order for them to indict. And
no, that's not. That's interesting. That's not actually. Here's how it works. While you're president, and that second impeachment, he wasn't president, so I don't think that was a valid impeachment. So I would say he was only impeached one time and acquitted that one time. There were charges brought against him the second time. The Chief Justice of the United States is supposed to preside over the impeachment of the president. John Roberts didn't show up. Why did he not show up? Because it wasn't constitutionally appropriate to even have an impeachment, because he wasn't president at that point. So, but that does not create what's called double jeopardy. And that's where you were, I think, going with that. So look, here's what it is. When you've got liberty and life and liberty, and we base this campaign off of reading your comments, what you were telling us was important to you. And then we formulated this campaign. So we've got this prayer guide that's out today, and we encourage you to download. I'm hopeful that thousands, tens of thousands of you download this prayer guide. I did it today. Take seconds. You did it. Took seconds. I mean, it comes right away. So right to your phone or computer, wherever you want to download it. But we also encourage you, and that's free. Just go to aclj.org/prayer. Pray, actually, and you get it. But let me also tell you this. You're getting an email from me today. You're going to get two. You've gotten one this morning if you're on our email list already about our religious liberty work here in the United States. The hostilities we're facing, and we just touched on some of them, are unrelenting. But our team is committed, and we've added two new lawyers and some outside lawyers as well, probably four new lawyers in the last couple of weeks. But your support during our campaign is what allows us to do that. And that includes keeping this broadcast on the air, where we can come to you every day with this information. So this Life and Liberty Drive is essential to our fundraising. It's also essential for you to join us in these fights. And I'd encourage you right now to download that free prayer guide, but also support the work of the ACLJ during our matching. It's a matching drive. So it's like in that sense, you're getting a double impact for your gift. But it's very focused. We've never done this before, and it's been off to a very good start. Very focused on what we're doing here, Logan.
That's right. It is part of our Life and Liberty Drive. We've obviously heard from you. But today, we are focused on that prayer guide. We want you to go ahead and go to aclj.org/pray. It's a great way you can engage in this fight and exercise your religious freedom through the act of prayer and support the work of the ACLJ. If you can't support us financially right now, prayer is essential. And how would it be to have all of you, thousands of you, join together, millions of you, in prayer for us, and we would appreciate that. And this is a great way to walk you through it. ACLJ.org/pray. We'll be back tomorrow.